Welcome to the podcast, What's So Important About My Legacy? This is your host, Ken Edwards.
Thanks for joining us today. If you are interested in leaving a legacy for Christ, you are in the right spot. Our promise is to provide you relevant, usable, and timely information to help you build a spiritual and financial legacy which honors Christ. As the manager of everything God has entrusted to us, we have the unique ability to shape the spiritual inheritance of our family. Building a legacy that points our family to God is the best gift we could ever give them. Our topic today is the slippery slope of debt. While most Americans enjoy the convenience of having a credit card in your pocket, debt can creep up on us overnight, especially when we're living paycheck to paycheck. CNBC.com reported in 2017 that 78% of American workers said they were living paycheck to paycheck. Unfortunately, what starts as a convenience has turned into $38,000 of household debt for the average American, not including their mortgage. So if you're tired of the minimum payment rat race, listen up. There is hope. Many Americans, including our guest today, have broken the cycle of debt and have found true financial freedom. Margaret Olivas is a single mom who loves helping people. After breaking the cycle of debt, Margaret started her own business serving families with a senior placement agency. As an entrepreneur, she is passionate about living life to the fullness. She volunteers her time as a co-parent mentor, helping families work through the struggles of life. She is passionate about her walk with God and loves to practice on her acts for fun. Let's welcome Margaret to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was nice meeting you a couple weeks ago, and I look forward to our conversation.
Well, it really is great to have you on our program today. Several weeks ago, we met at a business group meeting, and I was amazed to hear your story. So amazed that we began a discussion about recording this podcast. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself so they get to know you?
Sure. I have two boys who are a year apart. They're both teenagers. I have a daughter who is 4 years old. And I have a senior placement agency where I help seniors get into assisted living. I enjoy spending time with my family. I have music that is part of my pastime. I like to write. So that's a little bit about me.
Wonderful. Well, our topic today is the slippery slope of debt. While some types of debt can be helpful, for many young people, it's too easy to get started with your first credit card. Margaret, is that what happened to you?
My earliest memories, I was about 19 years old, was right out of high school, and I signed up for a credit card. Had no idea what I was getting into. I believe that I was offered something right out of high school. I had a bunch of letters come in the mail to me, some different types of options for college financing, and also had my own personal credit card. So I was either 18 or 19, I got a credit card, signed up, they approved me. No reason why they did. I had no credit history, but they approved me. And I started, so that was my first time having any sort of credit.
Yeah, unfortunately, credit cards and consumer debt is way too easy to obtain. Companies want to sell products, I understand. So they're willing to take a risk with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing just to draw us in. Now, if I remember your story, at this point, you were single. When did love and marriage come into the picture?
I got married when I was 20 years old, and we quickly started getting into debt. Our first, when we moved, I remember we got a some type of dishware set that was $800. And this is what we were supposed to have it because we were newlyweds and we needed this to have in our house. And somebody convinced us. We went to some type of presentation. I remember that.
You know, we don't think about it, but companies pay big bucks to buy lists of names of newlyweds, recent divorcees, and even those who have lost a family member. Why? So they can contact them for some type of sales call. I understand it's just business. So as your debt started to pile up, were you able to handle the payments?
It was pretty standard for us. I wasn't alarmed by any of our spending necessarily. I feel we were able to pay our bills, stay above water. And that's basically where the debt started with myself, is the credit card. And then being married, we just basic necessities, I thought, that we needed. So that's where I got into a little bit of debt, or a lot of debt, actually. Well, for me, I'm not sure what that means, a lot of debt. For me, it was a lot of debt because we were barely able to make the payments, but we were able to make them.
So let me get this correct. No foolish spending, just making purchases one at a time, and the debt began to pile up. So when did things start to go wrong?
Not long, 3 or 4 years into the relationship, it ended up not working out. And I ended up in a crisis, per se, financial crisis, because now I was only working part-time, did not see a way to pay the payments that I had been making for the debt that I had incurred. So I was pretty panicked about it.
Yeah, and rightly so. How deep in debt were you?
It was approximately $30,000 in debt. That's probably not the exact amount, but it was close to that. It was pretty overwhelming for me.
So what did you do in the moment of crisis?
Well, when I decided that the marriage was not going to work and I was only working part-time and I saw the amount of payments that we were making every month and I didn't see a way to afford this by myself. So that was the moment of crisis. Okay, now I have to get a household by myself and provide for my two boys at the time. And I have this debt. I didn't see a way to do it on my own.
Okay, so now you were alone with two small boys, no savings, and only a part-time job with that $30,000 in debt. How did you find help?
Thankfully, the church that I was attending at the time was offering a financial class. So I was very desperate for help. So I immediately jumped into the class. I was all ears. I was an open book, basically.
And what did you do to overcome your current situation?
I realized that I probably shouldn't start this frivolous lifestyle. I couldn't afford it anyway. So I moved into this little 700 square foot apartment, two bedroom, one bath. And I decided I was going to hunker down, for lack of better terminology, and put my head down and go to work. And I'm going to get this done.
Well, good for you. So how did the class help?
The thing I took away from that class, and it was a long time ago, so I don't remember specifics, but I remember them talking about the debt snowball, which basically is you start with the smallest debts you have, and then the money that you're using towards that, start paying towards the next debt that you had. So that's what started me looking into, or I should say, looking into having hope for possibly getting out of this big mess that I was in.
You know, thankfully, many churches offer classes and even financial coaches to walk with you through this process. But if you're going to get it to work, you have to decide enough is enough. I really want to change the cycle of debt. Margaret, did you have a coach or a mentor to help you along the way?
Well, there was two mentors. One was a business mentor and one was a financial advisor. He was the one that was hosting the class. So he was the one that I really kind of latched onto to get some advice, how I could start this. Because I got the concepts of the class. I just wanted to know, where do I go from here? So he helped me just get the ball rolling. And I also realized too that I probably could maybe switch to full-time employment so I'd have more income, because even with starting to pay off this debt, working part-time, it just wasn't going to work. One of the pastors at the church actually was hired me initially and was able to help me transition to a full-time employment, which helped me start paying off that debt at a faster rate.
Now, if I remember right, you were a Christian at this point. It would have been easy just to walk away and file for bankruptcy. In this rough spot, did you have a crisis of your faith?
Even with having a job, I really didn't see how this could happen or how this could work out to where I could get into a good financial position again. So I really did reach out to God and I told him, I said, you know, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I trust you with my life, with my boys, and the rest is history because he is always taking care of me. I've never had any wants and definitely more than I wanted or needed. He's provided.
Not everyone has that kind of hope. I wonder how people cope when they don't know the Lord.
Yeah, I don't know how I would have got through it without him, because I literally did lean solely on him. And I remember, you know, just being in tears one night, and I literally was on my knees talking to God. And I said, I'm trusting you. You got to take the wheel here and you have to see me through because I don't see a way. I didn't trust myself. I was 23 years old at the time, very little life experience. And I just had to lean solely on God. And of course, God, there was a lot of people in my life who gave me support. I have a great family, a very supportive family who were willing to lend me, you know, whatever I needed, not necessarily financially, but the support, they had my back.
At this point, the natural inclination would be to stop giving. What happened to your giving during this time of crisis?
I was raised in a Christian church, and I was taught by my parents that you give back. And it wasn't because God needed our money, but it was a way of us trusting him. And so it really was just a habit for me. I didn't even think twice about it. I know that I gave at least 10% and at times more. But I remember at this particular time, whenever I was going through this rough time, that's one thing, kind of a deal I made with God. And I said, hey, I'm going to continue tithing and you got to take care of me, God, because I really can't afford this right now. At least that was my perspective at the time. So I never stopped giving. And I don't feel like I got the short end of the stick because, like I said, God has always taken care of me and given me more than I ever could ask or even hoped or dreamed. I never thought that I would be in financial positions that I have been, you know, 15 years later. So I'm grateful for that.
So what else did you learn in the class?
One thing in that class, they also taught us to set financial goals, but also personal goals. So I did set a goal for 5 years to pay that off. And at the end of the 5 years, I was going to purchase a house. That was the next step after I paid off my debt, because I did want to provide a place for my boys. I thought that was a good thing to do for us to have our own place. So we were in that little apartment. And it was crazy because I thought it was going to be a bad thing, but my boys absolutely loved it. They were around 3 and 4 at the time and they thought it was the greatest thing. They loved our little apartment. So it wasn't the worst thing in the world, but I certainly didn't. I wanted a bigger place, but I was willing to sacrifice. I knew that there was a bigger plan in place and I just needed to stick to it. And I don't remember it feeling like a long time. It seemed like it went by very quickly.
That's very interesting. When you are committed to something, sacrifice is worth the price to reach the goal. I have a couple of friends who have competed in the Ironman competition. I look at it and say, a 17-hour race? You got to be kidding. But these guys are committed. They've trained and prepared to finish the race. In fact, one of them is a 10-time winner in an Ironman competition. So anything really is possible. Now, it doesn't take nearly that much commitment to break the cycle of debt, but it does take work. What did it feel like when you paid off your first debt?
It felt like it was progress. I honestly didn't know how long it was going to take to pay it off, but I felt it was progress. And I think if I remember correctly, it was something around $1,100. That was the first debt that I paid off. And it just felt so good to not have that one obligation anymore. So yeah, it was a great feeling. I mean, I had gone into this with a lot of trepidation, not knowing, but I did trust the process and I trusted the mentors that were giving me this advice because I didn't know any better.
Well, that's great. But at what point did you know it was really working?
So I had a signature loan that was, I remember that being the second debt that I paid off. And once I paid that debt off is where I really saw progress. At that point, I would say, yeah, definitely with the second transaction, the second debt that I had, which was a signature loan, once I got that paid off, which is a very high interest rate, by the way. Don't ever do those. Signature loans are never, they're not a good thing. So that was when I really got excited because I was in home stretch and I could see the biggest debt that I had started to go down too. And using the money from the previous debts that I paid off, it started accumulating very quickly. The debt started going down a lot more quickly. So I just remember it honestly boosted my confidence a little bit about what I was capable of doing. Just being able to do that was massive for me. It was a huge accomplishment. And I've shared my story with other people who are in similar situations because I want them to know it's not the end of the road. It's possible to get out of your situation.
Did you ever have those days which you just wanted to give up and go back into debt again?
I don't really think I thought about it. I just kind of put my head down and just kept paying it off. And I started seeing my efforts being multiplied as I saw my debt going down. I remember my car at the time was the biggest debt I had, which was close to $13,000. And I remember that when it got down to five and I started even paying more because I was so excited to see that this debt was going down that I started paying more. I'd pay an extra $100 on that payment as I could afford it. And when I finally did pay off the biggest and final debt that I had, it was such a great feeling.
So what advice would you give families struggling with credit card debt? Maybe not completely overwhelmed like you were, but just tired of making the minimum payments every month.
I would say trust the process, trust God, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope, and I'll tell you that the weight of debt is not good, and it's awful. And to be able to know, and even now I have very little debt. I own a home, and I have a small amount of debt, but because of that, I've been able to do a lot of things that otherwise I wouldn't have because I want my money to be in travel, to personal growth, to helping other people. Well, I don't want my money going to my car or to my house, at least not very much of it.
Looking back, what are some of the benefits of being free from debt?
So when you free up that money, it allows you to serve in a bigger way. It allows you to be free from that burden of stress because that debt does cause a lot of stress. And I feel like it will stop you from living to your full potential because it's going to be a big burden. So once you have that out of the way, you know, you can lose your job and you're not going to blink an eye because, well, you have at least some money in savings. You don't have any, your bills are minimal. And I've said this as someone who's experienced it personally, where I haven't always had a steady income and it hasn't really hurt me that much because my debt is so low that it's very easy to make up. So just that's, and also savings, you know, I've had savings as well that has helped me in times where the income wasn't there. So in crisis, if you have paid off your debt, you're going to be way better off than someone who has credit cards and vehicle debt.
Any final thoughts?
I would say, if you don't necessarily have to make the huge sacrifices that I did, but take a look at your bank statement, categorize your spending, see where your money's going, and you'd be surprised where a lot of your money is or isn't going. And little sacrifices like cups of coffee or eating out can add up to big results. So I took pretty drastic measures because I wanted to make sure I got rid of this debt quick, but you don't have to take such drastic measures, but you can, you know, revisit where all your money is going and make a few sacrifices here and there.
Thank you, Margaret, for sharing your story and being our guest today. And thanks to our audience for joining us. Each day we build our legacy as we leave our footprint on this world and our family for Christ. Please tell your friends and church family about us. Also hit the subscribe button or head over to footprintforgod.com to discover more. Until next time, this is your host, Ken Edwards, reminding us to build our footprint for God today so our family will follow the Lord tomorrow.